Welcome to Abby's Book Club.
It's a book club for men. I wanted to invite you guys.
First rule of book club is you do not talk about book club.
I don't want anyone to get offended about book club today.
Oh.
That would be something that I would...
Is that pointed at us or
yes,
people listening?
Everyone. I just want you to keep an open mind, okay? Because book club for men is something where I normally would bring. We've done Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, things that you can actually learn. I just don't feel like you have embraced it and been open to it as much.
Well, I feel like I've tried my best to be open.
Better. But I thought this would be a very interesting one that I would bring to you today because it's a part of history.
Right.
For this book club, we need to wear gloves, if that's okay with you guys. So if we bring them in now.
Gloves?
Yeah, just if you
like
if
rubber
you
gloves?
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because
well, I mean, I don't know if it's all right yet. It depends what's about to happen.
So this is something that I discovered because Scotty and I, remember I was like, I already want to live in really nice houses. And then I married Scotty and realized we only live in.
I broke it. I think my hands are too big.
Can we bring in the book if that's all right? I broke mine too. We only live in old houses. And
Can I have a seat? We're going to have an unplanned pregnancy here,
in
guys.
In the old house, we discovered something under the floorboards.
Oh.
And the reason you're wearing gloves is because I don't know who used them last and also collector's items, so I don't want to ruin them. But guess what we found?
Oh, wow.
Look at this, guys. Welcome to the book club for men.
They could be worth something.
This is the very first...
What?
This is the very first Australian Playboy magazine.
Have you Googled this?
I knew you'd be into book club today. So you can have that.
So that's the very first Australian issue?
The very first Australian. So the very first one
There'd be a lot of maps of Tassie in that one, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the very first one was actually in 1950s, I believe, and that was with Marilyn. How hard is it to put on gloves, guys?
Very hard.
The tiny gloves.
Okay.
And we've got man hands.
Yeah, so this was...
This is what I used to do when I read Playboy, to be fair.
Well, I just didn't, because an old man owned the home. I didn't want you guys.
Oh, I don't want the old man on me either. I really appreciate you bringing in. In fact, we should maybe have some goggles or something.
So getting back to it, right? 1979. So the first one in America was Marilyn Monroe in the 50s. Mm. You've got a different one. You've got Penthouse and that one's 1980s. But I just thought how interesting about some of the articles that were in it. So you guys get to... You get to flip through it and you get to share an article after.
Okay.
You know what I used to what I used to do when I was younger is we'd go to the news agency, mum would go to put her lotto on or something, and I would say, Mum, I'm going up the back to look at the motorbike magazines.
Yes.
I had no love for motorbikes, couldn't care less, but you knew what was beside them.
Yeah.
So you'd walk up and down the aisle as a 9-year-old boy just like, just trying to glance at it, having a look without anyone.
I always thought it was weird. In the UK... in the newspaper that you got every day, there was the page 3 girl, which was a nude woman.
Do you know what I felt most
in the newspaper
bizarre about these? Where it's a shot, like it's a moment,
a snapshot of history.
Yeah, it is, because if you read, I think yours is the front, Matthew. Look, read it about Ansett on the front cover.
It says exclusive. The names behind Australia's drug industry.
Yeah.
And then Memo Murdoch, sell Ansett now. So it's saying sell it. You should have taken that advice because
It went bust.
No around.
But it's also what is able to advertise as well.
Grog and Rock is another thing in there. Filthy Beasts.
So this is for you guys to get into. You get to go through and you get to share a little bit of an article coming up next.
Okay.
How much do you reckon one of these retailed for, a Penthouse magazine?
It says up the top. $2.50,
doesn't
it?
Oh, you can see it there. $2.
Oh, I've got mine. So mine's Playgirl. So mine was a bit different.
All right, so we all get to pick an article and read it?
Like an appropriate article.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, that's going
to... No, you'll find it's actually... There is so many articles in it.
Righto.
I mean, in a guy magazine like this, we've got star signs back in there.
Yeah, well, it was
80s.
Known for its article. Like, it was always like, I just read it for the articles.
I didn't realise it had articles. okay, we'll do it next. Abby's Book Club for men.
Welcome to Abby's Book Club.
For men. Yeah, books.
We do have to take book club quite seriously, but I just thought, you know, this is a little bit different because I found something in a house that we bought that was really, really quite old. And under the floorboards, my husband came running home and was like, hey, look what I found. look what I found. And he's like, we can sell these. These are worth a lot of money. But so far we haven't sold them. And that is a stack of adult magazines. But they're back from the 70s and the 80s. And just under the floorboards kind of made me giggle. That's why we're wearing gloves, because I don't know who's touched them. And
Keep them in the old school storage spot, which is the back corner of the toilet.
I know.
Remember, you go to a mate's house.
We had them in the wardrobe.
Like, dad's stack just sitting
there. It's a snapshot in history, really, to see magazines. And I always like looking at, you know, the original Dolly magazines that came out, and the questions that were asked, and how times have changed. And even just thinking about the articles that are in there and advertising. So I've got Playgirl, you've got Playboy, and you've got Penthouse.
Penthouse, yes, from May 1980.
Is it a black label or just a normal one?
I think it's just a normal one.
Just a normal one.
What, was a black label a bit more raunchy, was it?
Yeah, they had guys in them doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has advertising laws, like, changed of what they can...
I'm going to say yes, because I'm going to... I want to read you an ad that I've got. I found in here. And it's for Long Beach cigarettes. Wow. And they obviously were not telling people the truth about how hideous and bad for you cigarettes are. Mm. Because it says, Long Beach, 25 of life's simple pleasures.
Yeah.
The real satisfaction of rich Virginia tobaccos in a smooth-tasting, easy-smoking cigarette.
Wow.
And then there's two people on...
horseback?
No.
On a beach?
Yes, on a beach. They're on rocks. She's in swimwear with a jumper on. He's in jeans and a T-shirt, and they're just punching a couple of darts.
Well, have a listen to
this,
mate.
How bad is that?
You think about it, they used to advertise for... careful of that magazine. Wow, they used to advertise on sporting
events. Have a listen to this, so I'll see you and raise. Lighting a fire. If you've given up smoking and are now gnawing your knuckles down to the wrist, you'll be interested in the opinion of Dr. William T. Whitby of Sydney. In a new book, Smoking is Good for You, the doctor claims that nicotine relieved his bronchitis. Over the years, in suitable cases, I've been advising bronchiac and asthmatic patients to try smoking. He says, in most cases, the results has been strikingly successful. Since it's chronic bronchitis that probably leads to lung cancer, it seems only reasonable that by protecting the lungs in this way, smoking will prevent lung cancer.
If you change that and add in vaping, it sounds like you.
Yeah.
See?
Dr. Stab.
But isn't that
crazy?
But it is, isn't it? We just don't realise how much we don't know.
It's science, yeah. Here's more science for you.
I love it. Hey, have you guys noticed what's the most interesting thing about the magazine?
The articles.
Aha, it is true.
Definitely for radio, because you're just reading out measurements. working class curse. Here's some bad news for the working class hero. University of Sydney researchers think the sperm of lower class men may trigger cervical cancer. They found that the
from
sperm
only lower class men?
Yes, no, they found the sperm
the sperm
of lower
knows
class
how much
men contain more of the protein protamine
that
did higher
sperm.
Class.
I'm a
polo
sperm, going to give you cancer.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What happens if you go from lower class man and then you win the lotto? As soon as the money gets in your account, does your sperm become
I guess
less
they're
cancer?
Talking about diet.
Say.
One thing that I find really nice, I guess, is the au naturel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of hair.
Well, I was
and
talking
no fake
about.
Boobs.
That's what I meant. Mm. I don't know when the first boob job came in, but I guess it's nice just seeing people natural and not photoshopped and, yeah.
Can I read this to you and you tell me if you think this is, if she means what she says? Okay, so this is done with a very attractive lady. She's very nude. And it's called Dinner for Two. Mm. I love to cook Italian food, says 21-year-old Kristen Maguire. One of my favourite ways to spend an evening is to prepare an elegant candlelit dinner for a special man. Everything must be right. The food, the wine, the music... and me. Mm. I think a woman should always look her best for herself and for her man. So when I'm planning a special night, I take extra time to make the most of what I've got.
We should check in and see how her marriage life went.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a lie.
Playboy sex poll.
Oh, yes, is
oh,
it?
Oh, okay.
Have,
right.
we got, have we got too into this?
You've got
now?
Way too into it.
Welcome to Abby's Book Club.
For men. Yeah, books.
Hey, this is great. It's a book club and we have to go away and we have to read a book and then we come back and we talk about it. Uh-huh. I've never really been part of a book club, but I think it's exciting because you get wine and cheese and just catch up weekly. Now, I know that you guys would have never read one of these, and I accidentally read one at my grandma's house and I was like, no. And they are Mills and Boone books.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a million-dollar industry. Do you know that people submit their books as well for Mills and Boone? It's not just...
I don't even know what that is.
And they're colour-coded.
You don't know what Mills and Boone are? They're like the real romance, steamy...
Love in the Time of Scurvy.
Steamy novels?
Never heard of them. I mean, I've heard of Mills and Boone, but I didn't know what it was.
they're like sexy books that are generally for older women to read. I know that sounds bad. Right. But here's the thing. You're allowed to submit a story, and some people say you get paid up to $30,000 for a book, and then you can get the royalties for it.
Yeah. Like, that's life, but years and years ago.
100%, Matt. You could be writing for them.
You remember Fabio?
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
He was the dude on the cover.
That's where he's come.
Yeah.
He's actually in this book that we're going to read, because I thought, what about a bit of a treat for ladies listening this morning? Yeah. A bit of a Valentine's Day treat. Okay. To move on to that, these are some of the titles that people have submitted. There are a lot of rumours that men write these books and they submit them under a girl's name because they think that they won't be picked up by them. But there is, you know, such one as Wedding Night in the King's Bed, The Baby and his secretary carries, The Bump in their Forbidden Reunion.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Italian Nights to Claim the Virgin. Ooh. Sharon wrote that one.
Sharon. Shagger.
Marriage to Claim His Twins. Made for the Untamed Billionaire.
Right. Yeah, you know they're colour-coded on the spine for raunchiness?
What's you the raunchiest color? You know more about them than I do.
I've submitted a few prototypes.
What's the raunchy colour?
I think it's red.
Do they come back to you and go, I'm just going to give you a little bit of feedback. More romance, less sex, Steph. Oh, okay.
it's 155 pages of sex, Steph.
What would be your alias name that you'd write under?
Penelope DeMilo.
Okay. Anyway, some sexy music. You guys are going to do a little bit of a Mills and Boone reading.
Who's
okay?
going first?
Always Maddie.
Okay. Always.
You know something I know? In the sultry haze of a summer evening, Jennifer found herself utterly captivated by Fabio's devilishly handsome charm.
His smouldering gaze ignited a fire within her, sending delicious shivers cascading down her spine. As they stood on the balcony, bathed in the soft glow of the moon, she couldn't tear her eyes away from him.
Fabio, she whispered, there's something about you. Something that makes me feel alive.
Are we turned on, girls, or not? Is anyone out there?
There's a tingle.
There's a tingle.
Oh, there's a tingle.
All right. So you need to get started. Keep it going.
No. I think we've had enough.
No, we are.
You want to read some more?
He stepped closer.
This is what your grandmas are reading. Sorry, did that
Way
ruin it?
To kill a boner.
I mean, mine's dead.
Welcome to Abby's Book Club.
For men. Yeah, books.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Look, yeah, I just present. Want to do a book club because I never really achieved a book club because I honestly, seriously, am very dyslexic. I was diagnosed in year maybe three, I think it was. So I found reading really hard and I still find it really hard. But I want to be part of a book club because I think it sounds really cool.
Can you do audio books?
I don't know if that's... I don't know. I always thought maybe I could watch a movie, but then I would bring up something that wasn't in the actual book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So I thought I can't do that, but I can do it with you guys. And we are reading from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So you guys have gone away throughout the week and you've just got your favourite bit of the book and you bring it to the table. Oh my God.
Am
just
I?
So happened. Chapter yes. 2 is my favourite as well.
Wow. Oh, lucky us.
This is a relationship book that was published back in the early 90s.
It was huge.
Something that I didn't read, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not just for women.
Mm. No, it's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah. But I thought this was really good. This is how we communicate and it explains so many issues.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt when I read it
when
too.
When you read it too?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, did you want to start, Matthew?
Do I?
You read the highlight bits.
Yes, I can.
The bits that you highlighted that you want to share with the group that were really important, and it's about the difference in how we communicate.
Right.
The most frequently expressed complaint women have about men is that men don't listen. Either a man completely ignores her when she speaks to him, or he listens to her for a few beats, assesses what is bothering her, and then proudly puts his Mr. Fix-It cap on.
Stuff.
He is confused when she doesn't appreciate this gesture of love. No matter how many times she tells him he's not listening, he doesn't get it and keeps doing the same thing. She wants empathy, but he thinks she wants solutions.
Yeah. The most frequently expressed complaint about a complaint men have about women is that women are trying to change them. When a woman loves a man, she feels responsible to assist him in growing and tries to help him improve the way he does things. She forms a home improvement committee and he becomes her primary focus. She thinks it's nurturing him when he feels he's being controlled. Instead, he wants her acceptance. Yeah. Is that true?
I think it depends on the woman.
No, but do you sort of feel like you kind of want acceptance from her rather than trying to change things? And do you feel like if your wives come to you and they're, you know, really stressed about something or something's bothering them, that you try to fix it?
Well, apparently, not since I read this, it was getting around on the internet too, that a great way to help any marriage is when a woman comes to you with that, or your man, you say one of two things. You say, do you want me to help you fix this situation or do you just want to vent? And then they say, I just want to vent. And you go, cool. Or you say, I'm not venting. I'm just talking to you.
That wouldn't work for me. Just always have empathy. I think men struggle with that because they were like, well, wait a minute, get over it. Or does that really matter? Or what does it matter that she said that? Rather than just going, uh-huh. And that's active listening.
Yeah.
I think you'll be surprised on that, though, is that men do say that. Just get over it. Don't worry about it. But that same expectation is put on men when they reveal their feelings as well.
That's true.
They do. Men, quite often, we feel like we don't speak up about how we feel because we get that exact same...
From women?
From everyone.
Oh, see, but I think you might get it from other men.
Like when men get it from women as well.
So you'd get your wife would say that to you?
No, not say it in so many words, but I think as a general rule, that's how we feel people expect us, what they expect from us. So that's why you'll find men often won't say stuff.
Yeah. See, I've never really found that. If a guy sort of says that to me, then I am totally empathetic with it. Mm. I don't try and fix it. Maybe try it a little bit more.
Because sometimes did you say something?
I often think that men just presume that, or I've got to be tough, or I don't want to say anything, or I don't want to burden them, so I won't, or presume what the answer will be. But I definitely feel like men do that to other men. Like if another man opened up to you, you'd be like, all right, mate, get over it, or...
I'd try to help if I could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but that's not empathetic.
No.
Yeah. They're just saying that life on Mars, as they describe it, is about like efficiency, competency and achievement. So they're always trying to do things to prove themselves and develop power and skills. And they're saying that life on Venus is all about like love, communications and relationships and nurturing.
Maybe we should just stay on our own planets.
I was getting, that's what it's reading to me
it's
here.
It's hot on Mars.
One side, the other side's freezing.
Is it? What's Venus like?
Depends on the like seasons.
So is like
four seasons in one day on Venus, mate.
It's Melbourne, is it?
But
I'm not cutting you off. I'm listening.
Wow,
I'm listening.
Wow, someone did not read the book.
What? No, I did read the book, which is the reason why I stopped.
Yes, thank you. So men need to actively listen rather than fix it. You need to be empathetic, and women should have acceptance of their man as opposed to try to change them.
That wasn't worth waiting around for, but thank you.